Simping for Walker. You know we're simping for Walker. Oh, simping for Walker. You know we're simping for Walker. Yeah.
It's Friday. Friday. Got a new Walker. Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the podcast.
Have you heard the new? You heard the new Friday remix yet?
No, I haven't.
There's a 2021 remix, and it's pretty wild.
That's scary.
Yeah, we'll have to listen to it after this.
Okay, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that. Welcome back to Simpin' for Walker, everybody. I'm Jay the Zoomster.
I'm Zack Snyder.
And today, we're talking about Walker on the CW.
Every week. Wow, almost every week. No new episode next week.
No new episode.
What am I going to do with my Friday? I'm going to be stuck watching mid-television, like WandaVision. That's right. I woke up and chose violence today.
So, today we're talking about Season 1, Episode 5 of Walker, entitled Duke. The synopsis reads... When his past unexpectedly collides with his present life, Walker is forced to resume his undercover identity to keep his family safe. Mickey gets caught up in Walker's old case, and August threatens to blow his father's cover.
We were high for this episode.
Pretty cool. We were very hyped for this episode.
They built it out pretty well.
I have to say, I think it mostly delivered.
I agree.
Before we get into that, don't forget to go follow Walker GIFs on Twitter. Episode 5 GIFs, so they're all out now. There's some really great GIFs from Episode 5. And since there's no Walker next week, the owner of the account said that they're going to be taking requests from any episode that's been released that they haven't made yet. So it'll be pretty cool. If you got a Walker GIF request, go ahead and send it in. And let's go ahead and dive right into the episode. But before we get too far into it, I wanted to say that you can now become a supporter of Simpin' for Walker. To help support the show and sustain future episodes, you can go to anchor.fm/simpinforwalker and contribute 99 cents per month, $5 per month, or even $10 per month if you want to. Of course, you don't have to, but the option is always there to help contribute and sustain new content from this show. Now, let's actually get into the episode.
Yeah. So, last week, we find out that Mr. Walker here, Mr. Cordell, Jared Padalecki, that he had an undercover gig between the time his wife had died and the first episode of the season. And it kind of comes into play because August, his son, finds his box and he's like, "Yo, Dad, you've been cheating on us?" He's like, "No, it was part of my undercover gig, you dumbass." And then dumbass August, like, used the burner phone to text somebody involved with the gig and just really fucked up Cordell's life completely here for like a solid episode. So we get him in his undercover Duke throughout the entire episode, which is kind of cool.
I agree. The episode has some issues. I want to talk about the negative aspects of Duke first. First thing is, I've been a fan of this character the entire show so far, but August fucking stupid this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, thought he was stupid at the end of last episode when he texted the woman, but no, he just another level of stupid this episode.
He is.
He just doesn't fucking get it, bro. It's so insane how this character acts so fucking irrationally. As opposed to every other character in the show at the moment.
You told me.
Has the nerve to think he's in the right.
Yeah, exactly. You told me before we watched the episode that you were mucking around on the Walker subreddit, which is a mistake in itself. But you said that somebody had said they wished Austin, or August, keep calling him Austin for some reason, they wished August would get ran over by a truck. I was like, damn, that's a little harsh. After watching this episode, I wish August would get ran over by a truck. Just like, dude, he pulls up at this place. He tracks Cordell at this place. His father, while he's undercover. And it's like, now I'll be honest with you. Walker should have just been like, yo, bro, I'm undercover, you dumbass. Get out of here.
I agree. That whole scene was a mess.
It was cringe. That's what it was. It was cringe.
Yeah. And that being said, there were some good parts of that scene. I liked Jared's acting in it. And I liked how he was kind of being like, now get lost, kid, when looking back to make sure they weren't getting too close. And I think that it ended up pretty cool. But then his kids just, he got this like this fucking giant baseball bat up his ass, and he can't unlodge it. And he was this very annoying character.
Yeah.
And another annoying character is what is it? The fucking dumbass. I'm trying to see if I can find the full cast of this episode on IMDb.
I'm not sure who you're thinking of.
It's the guy that wasn't, it was not Twyla, but her like boy toy that joined them undercover.
Oh. Wait.
I hated him.
You just talking about the other guy? Yeah, when they were undercover.
Yeah, the other dude. Like, fuck, that guy was annoying as shit. He was I didn't stupid. Like him.
He was a generic bad guy. I'm not surprised.
He got me pissed off.
Yeah.
I
didn't really have an emotional reaction towards him. I was just like, yeah, okay. They gotta have another dude. Yeah. Sure.
One to bash his head into a wall.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's just, he was annoying, bro. I didn't like
him. How'd you feel about Mickey this episode?
Mickey was good. I like Mickey. Yeah.
I do too.
I like Walker this episode. Twyla was cool. She was cool. I enjoyed her. I enjoyed the whole undercover vibe, especially the flashbacks. Because you go like the first couple episodes of the show and you know he did some shit during the time when, you know, the show wasn't going.
Yeah.
And so you know that there was some stuff that he did. And so I personally thought it was really cool to see the stuff that he did, right? And see everything that went down, see how he kind of get a little too into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I assume this is after, I'm fairly certain, in fact, I know, this is after Emily died when he went undercover.
Yeah.
So he's kind of using it as like a way to escape the grief of losing his wife.
Makes sense.
You can tell that he kind of like gets a little too into the character. And I enjoyed that. There's the returning motif of him sticking his face into water, including the end of the episode when they kill off the Duke persona, and it ends with his face in the water at the end. Like, he's done the whole prior bit of the episode, which
metaphors,
I thought was
kind of cool.
Metaphors,
bro. Metaphors. It was a lot.
I mean, it was completely on the nose.
Yeah.
But I take pleasure in the fact that it was there. I enjoyed the Stella plot this episode with her and the King Batch coach. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did too. Those two characters haven't gotten much the entire show, so the fact they kind of have a little plot going on now is kind of cool.
I've surprisingly liked both of those characters in different ways.
Yeah, they're solid.
Yeah,
they're
solid. I think Stella, his daughter, has had like a decent amount of like, I mean, she's just a teenager, like whatever. But I mean, I think they've written her pretty well so far. And then Mickey's boyfriend, who becomes the coach, Trey is his name. He's pretty goofy. He's a goofy guy, but he got like a wholesome vibe to him. So I fuck with him.
I agree.
August, that kid. Oof. Last episode, I was like, he doing some sus shit. This episode, he on my naughty list. Like, you a dumbass. What is wrong with you?
Moving on to, I guess, the more positive angle, the stuff with Liam and the district attorney watching Walker as he's undercover, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a really cool element. Having the district attorney have something like out for Walker, like wanted, like she doesn't trust this guy, is pretty cool because he kind of sus the whole episode.
Oh, completely. Having Mickey go undercover too, and you know, Cordell not knowing that was going to happen. Like, that worked out really cool, too. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I like the scene where she first shows up, because you can just tell he's just pissed.
He's like, what the fuck is he doing here,
bro? I just really liked the undercover stuff. I thought it was fun. There's some issues with it. Again, it just kind of feels a little flat and uninteresting at times. And the generic bad guy character was just like, we gotta ride a bull now. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
But no, the conflict at the hotel was cool. Again, I think Duke dying, killing off the persona was a really cool way to end off that
climax. Was
that
great
character bit. Yeah, I really liked the climax. Like, that shit was dope. There's a thing with these past two episodes where they've leaned into, like, we talk about the first three episodes were super family focused, and that was the strongest bit of those episodes. Mm-hmm. But 4 and 5 have leaned into this, this more cop show vibe, and I kind of like it because I thought that I wouldn't. Because the first three episodes kind of had that too. And I was like, yeah, that's easily the weakest element of the show. But I guess it goes to show that if you actually put some focus on that, it's not the weakest element. And it's kind of an entertaining element of it. Because this episode has...
They've got to make that focused. Or the show just doesn't have a reason to exist, right?
And that's part of the problem with the first couple episodes in my mind. Where it's like, those first few episodes have nothing interesting cop-wise.
Agreed.
But then they made up for it with some entertaining family moments. But it went until episode 4 where I was like, okay, both pillars of the show are interesting. Yeah. And so I was like, I'm able to get interested in it. So I'm happy. That being said, this episode, in my mind, is not as good as the last episode.
That's fair.
Mainly because I liked last episode's nice... a blend of family drama and cop. Meanwhile, this just cop for the most part. And the August shit just really gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
It's just really poorly written.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't wanna jump the shark on scores yet, but like I thought about putting it up at a point. But the August shit really killed it. So
it was at a very specific score for me. Until, I agree. And then the August stuff kind of dropped it down a bit because where I was like, yeah, it's just not working too well for me. But this episode, I mean, if they padded that out, I would say this is probably the best episode of the show.
I agree.
The undercover stuff was really great. The stuff with Walker and his Duke persona is awesome. There's teasing more stuff with the Emily case at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Which looks really dope. That case is probably one of the most interesting bits of the show.
Well, because I mentioned when
it should be. And I'm glad that they're doing something with it this early because we talked about the show got extended for 18 episodes. So I didn't know how they were gonna progress this plot.
Yeah.
But this seems to be doing a decent job at progressing it well enough.
I agree.
So I'm having a good time. Seeing how it all comes together.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm still a little concerned because it feels like seeing the next episode promo. We'll talk about that in a bit. It feels like it's like the halfway point of a season, but they.
Yeah, I was even gonna say that about this episode as a whole. Is that it does start to kind of feel like we are getting halfway done with the story and they're kind of ramping up with the plot. But now knowing that we still got 13 episodes left in the season. It's kind of on that realm of where I'm like, okay, what are you going to do? So my thought is, right, what if there's two ways they can go about this. One, they can completely stretch the plot out, which is the more likely scenario.
Yeah, probably.
Or they might pull like a weird like switcheroo around episode 13 and kind of just reveal everything and then have the last 5 episodes be kind of like fallout of that.
That'd be interesting.
And maybe change up their season 2 plans a little bit. If they were going to do that in season 2. I think that would be the smarter thing to do. It's just I don't know if that's the Walker thing they're going to do.
Yeah.
But
you also I think have the interesting like, thing will is will the season finale be as good as that episode 13 then? Like
Yeah, right? It's
who knows.
You got to think about that. The thing is it's like the show started filming in like October of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should be filming like, I don't really know. Some shows I'm kind of up to date with filming because they have actual like Twitter accounts that like update what episode they're like The Flash. I know what episode they're filming right now.
Yeah. Cause you're a sociopath.
But there's nobody. Nobody's doing a Walker filming update Twitter account, which I get it. Who fucking cares?
yeah.
But it's like, I kind of want to know, because if they started in October, they have the, they could be filming episode 12 right now.
It's possible, yeah.
Which means they were on episode 10 when the season got extended, which does worry me.
Yeah, that
that does worry me if they were filming episode 10.
Yeah.
It's very possible we may just get to episode 10, shit's ramping up, and then fucking just fill it. But maybe they'll be smart and they'll try to extend the plot that they had going, but I am pretty worried about that. But it's just something we're going to have to see as Walker continues. Because I honestly don't mind 18 episodes of Walker. I think we've said this. If they did that for season 2, I would be fine. It's the fact that they extended season 1 from 13 to 18 to where I'm like, that's... At least it's not 22, right? At least you didn't get a Batwoman. At least it's not getting extended from 13 to 22 and then doesn't even get to finish its season because of a worldwide pandemic, right? Yeah, imagine imagine that. I feel very bad for the Batwoman
for now. Team. For now.
Yes, for now.
Who knows? Who knows what could happen? But yeah.
Who knows? But no, I feel bad for the Batwoman creative team, and I kind of feel bad for the Walker creative team. But who knows? Maybe they had... Maybe they had prior knowledge that they might get extended. Maybe that's a thing, right? Maybe they.
I feel like say, they gotta have like two different versions of the script just in case.
That's what I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking maybe they on the CW they make the they say, hey, you have 13 episodes guaranteed, but be careful when writing because we could up your episode count. That may be what they do.
Yeah.
Which would probably be the smarter thing to do as a studio.
Oh yeah.
Is to
for
be
sure.
like, hey, or as a network, be like, hey. You have 13 episodes guaranteed to tell your season, but we might up your episode count, so be careful. And if you have that knowledge, then you can probably write a decent season surrounding it. It's just, I watched Batwoman season 1, and that show struggled in the middle.
Yeah.
That show struggled around the episode 13, like 12-13 point, because that was like, the first half of that season, episodes 1 through 9, was... feeling like they were really ramping up to like end the season off soon, only to have 20 episodes that season.
That's so much.
Yeah, especially when you were supposed to have 13.
Yeah,
it's like an extra 7 episodes they had to make, and they didn't even get to finish it with 21 and 22. They just, it's a mess, and hopefully that doesn't plague Walker, but we'll just have to see. So far, the show's been pretty well paced for what it is, so
for sure,
not much of an issue with it. So cool. I guess go over to closing thoughts of Duke. We didn't talk too much about it, but I do promise that I like this episode a decent bit.
Yeah. I liked it too.
I'm going to go ahead and say for my rating, it's like a 7.5. It's like a good episode.
Cool. Yeah,
I was close personally to giving it an 8. I was very close throughout the episode, but it just that August stuff really kind of held it back for me.
Yeah, no, literally the same. I mean, IMDb even agrees they have an average rating of 7.5 right now.
Yeah, that's where it's at for me.
It was really close to an 8. Really close, but then like there's bits of the episode that drag a little bit. The Austin August shit is just garbage. And yeah, like that's pretty much it. So it's 7. I think it's like on par with last episode.
But, I think it's just a hair worse for me, but they're both like
that's
pretty
fair.
Funny episodes.
That's fair. I mean, honestly, like August was doing some such shit last episode too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. But there we go. I guess now we get to do my favorite thing where we talk about the next episode of Walker.
Yeah, boy, you always gotta have something to look forward in life, even if it's like CW mediocre television.
So the next episode of Walker will not be next week. It'll be on hiatus, which unfortunately means the show will also be on hiatus for a week.
I'm kind of sad.
It's pretty upsetting, honestly. The next episode will air on no. This is worse, Zach.
Oh no.
The show on a 2-week hiatus.
What?
Yeah, March 11th. Is what? When it comes back. That's 2 weeks. No Walker.
That means 2 weeks. There's no simping for Walker, too.
Damn. I'm really sorry about that, guys. You got no more simping for Walker for 2 weeks.
What are we supposed to do?
Bro, you're asking me? I don't know. I've ingrained this in my weekly schedule.
March 11th? Fuck.
Anyway, the synopsis for next episode on March 11th reads, the episode's titled Bar None. It reads, when Jerry decides to sell the bar, it throws Walker for a loop and asks she reconsider and reminds her of all the good times they've had there with Emily and Hoyt. Mickey is shocked when her mother drops in unexpectedly.
Cool, it's so, filler.
Seems like it. The synopsis tells a completely different story from the promo, though, which I think is interesting.
That's true.
Because the promo was, like, super, like, we're getting in Emily's case and we're diving into that. Hoyt's new prison roomie is going to be the man who supposedly murdered Emily. So it looks like we might get like a half like one-off, half like plot episode here. But I mean, we won't know for 2 fucking weeks.
Well, it's actually 3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. 2 weeks no Walker, 3 weeks till Walker.
Yeah.
So, sorry guys, didn't mean to end the podcast off on a downer note, but
yeah.
Oh, it's the CW, I guess. What is that? What does that put us at? Hold on. Okay, so 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. This shit won't end until June at the earliest.
So what are you going to do during those 3 weeks?
Probably like go to Cancun or something. You know, just take a vacation.
Think about getting addicted to crack.
You can do that at Cancun. There's nothing stopping you.
This is true.
So, this is true. But I guess that's it. I guess that's it for this episode of Sippin' for Walker. We have talked about episode 5, Duke. Good episode. Almost one of the best of the season. Still one of the best. One of the strongest, easily.
Yeah.
But I had a good time. So thank you all for listening to Simpin' for Walker. You can find me at youtube.com/JTheZoomster.
You can find me at youtube.com/YourEverydayNerd.
And of course, our IMDb links are in the description if you want to see our ratings for each Walker episode. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And again, we will see you in the next Simpin' for Walker episode.
Yo.
Yo, bro.
Yeah.
You think Walker's the imposter? Because he was undercover in this episode, so like...
Do you see him vent, though?
Alright, I'm done with this bit.